Yeah, KFA's already out there, Dave. Wyatt, as a matter of fact, is KF8FQN. And I'm asking, we got Ben out there, KF8JLH. So, we got a couple out there already. And then KF8DPZ, which should be Cliff. But yeah, we're up there pretty high. I got my license in 98.
Yep, I wish I would have got mine quite a bit earlier, but better late than never here. Yeah, I've seen some videos of that, Anthony. I'm going to mess the name of the track up in Germany. It was something like Nijmegen, but I think that's actually a Dutch city. But it was something like that. I couldn't recall it right off the hand, but I think the guy was just using a charger, and that's what it was. He had a co-driver with him who knew the track, and you know, we tell him, okay, slow down to about, you know, 70 or whatever it happened to be, and brake a little harder next time you go around that one. So yeah, I kind of get the idea. That would be pretty much what I would like to do as far as it goes to learn a track. Start off, you know, kind of, well, not ridiculously slow, but start off slower, and then just build yourself up once you start memorizing, you know, where your increase and decreases of speed should be as far as, you know, turning left and right. So, but that would be quite fun. So, you know, maybe tell me, how much did it cost, though, for the few laps? Something like that, a few $100 for a few laps, which would still be worth it. Kind of a memorable lifetime experience, I would say. Yeah, I've never had that experience, Tom, though, being in a patrol car with the lights and sirens going, so that would probably get your blood pumping. Maybe get to share a story of how that came to be. Were you doing some training or, you know, a cadet or something like that, or what? Let me toss it on over to Lance, I guess. Lance,